Poll, 81% voters concerned by China's influence on U.S. government, media, and culture. By Hannah Blow on July 26, 2021. The vast majority of likely voters are concerned by China's influence on the U.S. government, media, and culture, a July Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found. According to the survey, 81% of likely general election voters are concerned over China's influence on key institutions in the U.S. government, media, and culture, specifically. Of the 81% who expressed concern, 50.8% are very concerned, 18.7% are somewhat concerned, and 11.5% are concerned. Less than one-fifth, 18.9%, said they are not concerned by China's influence. Concern over China's influence transcends typical party divisions, as 71.4% of Democrats have expressed some level of concern, as well as 92.2% of Republicans and 79.4% of independent voters. Democrats are the most likely, however, to show lesser concern, as over one quarter, 28.6%, said they are not concerned. The survey, taken July 12 to 13, 2021, among 1,089 respondents, has a margin of error of +2.98%. Last month, a Republican House Intelligence Committee investigation found China's influence deepening across corporate America, infiltrating the entertainment, finance, sports, technology, pharmaceutical, manufacturing, agricultural, and financial sectors. As Breitbart News detailed, the investigation has determined the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, via its control over Chinese business firms, is manipulating and coercing U.S. businesses into sharing key technologies with China and helping Beijing acquire sensitive intellectual property, which benefits China-based firms at the expense of U.S. industry. It has also found Chinese officials are giving guidance and direction to U.S. businesses to influence their business operations, investment strategy, and strategic directions to the benefit of China. And it found China employs a wide range of initiatives to influence and shape events and public opinion to undermine U.S. national and economic security. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer has also spoken at great length on China's influence on the U.S. government, particularly after Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, was reappointed to his position on the House Intelligence Committee despite reports of having a close relationship with Chinese spy Fang Fang. He explained, "If you're going to have a competition with the United States, why not try to effectively decapitate part of the leadership by co-opting them? You can co-opt them in the old-fashioned Cold War ways of, you know, sexual honey traps, so to speak. You can also do it by giving sweetheart commercial deals by enriching their families. And China has more money to do that than the Soviet Union ever did. And so, this is a massive problem. We can challenge, and we can stay ahead of China. We can even work to potentially reform China. But it's going to take leadership and tough decisions. And there are a lot of people in Washington who don't want to make those tough decisions because they're making a lot of money by being cozy with Beijing." President Biden has continued to face criticism for his alleged ties to China as well. As Schweitzer explained, Biden's scandal-plagued son traveled with his father, who was the vice president, aboard Air Force Two as the official met with Chinese officials. Days later, Hunter's investment firm scored a $1 billion deal with the Chinese government. 10 days after they returned to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal. That's $1 billion with a B, later expanded to $1.5 billion. And that deal is with the Chinese government. It's a deal that nobody else has in China, Schweitzer said. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, nobody.